Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section Number 55, The Seven Bowls of God's Wrath, Revelation Chapter 16, Verses 10 through 15. We're in the second half of the tribulation. The worst half of the tribulation is called the Great Tribulation by many. So verse 10 says, "The fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was plunged into darkness." We will see this take place in chapter 17 and 18, or so I believe, when those chapters speak of the fall of Babylon. But here, in the second half of the tribulation period, the Antichrist and his kingdom falls. Men nod their tongues in agony, that's how hard it's going to be on these people, and cursed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, but they refused to repent of what they had done. Notice here that the people of the earth, those who have taken the mark of the beast, know that this judgment, these judgments, are from God. There is no atheist in this time of human history. Even though they know this, they don't repent. And I believe part of the reason why they don't repent is because we can't repent on our own. We need the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is not coming to these people to help them repent. They've taken the mark of the beast. They've worshipped the beast. It's too late for them. Verse 12, "The sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, prepare the way for the kings of the east." We're beginning to enter into the time of the Battle of Armageddon, as we will see, and there are going to be kings and armies from the east. I won't comment on that. I do so in my written commentary. Verse 13, "Then I saw three evil spirits that looked like frogs." Again, we don't know what evil spirits look like. I would suggest they look like hideous beings. "They came out of the mouth of the dragon." I don't believe that this is symbolic. We, again, don't really know much about the spiritual world. I believe, as this text says, that demons can come out of the mouth of the dragon, who is Satan. "Out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet." Well, the demons also come out of the mouth of the Antichrist and the false prophet. You know, in the deliverance ministry, and this is somewhat questionable, but in the deliverance ministry, some people claim that demons come out of mouths, ears, and eyes, or whatever. It's quite possible that I believe that a demon could come out of the mouth of the beast and the false prophet, the beast being the Antichrist. 14, "They are spirits of demons performing miraculous signs, and they go out to the kings of the world to gather them for the battle on that great day of God Almighty." That is the Battle of Armageddon, which we will see in our next section. So verse 15 says, "Behold, I come like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and keeps his clothes with him, so that he may not go naked and be shamefully exposed." Well, who's he talking about in this section? He can't be talking about those who've taken the mark of the beast, because they're going to receive God's wrath. Although, you know, some people may argue at that point. I don't think there's going to be too many saints left on the earth at this time, but there still may be, and it's quite possible that this verse is directed to them.